President Biden has yet to personally visit the southern border with Mexico to view the conditions there as more migrants arrive daily. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. Good morning, Karen.
Hey, good morning.
So what is the White House saying about Biden and the situation at the border?
You know, the president himself had said on Tuesday that he has no plans yet to visit the southern border. So I asked the press secretary, Jen Psaki, yesterday, why not? And she said his focus is on taking action and moving forward policies to make sure that they are quickly processing people at the border, that they're opening more facilities and putting in place policies that will move kids, these unaccompanied migrant children, quickly through the Border Patrol facilities, the goal being to get them into safe and secure homes, either sponsors or with family, connecting them with family here in the U.S. I followed up and asked, you know, does that mean he doesn't want to get a firsthand look down there himself and talk to officials there? And Psaki kind of bristled a little bit and said that he is talking to officials there, that he is getting regularly briefed several times a week as part of his presidential daily brief, and that he's we even have seen photos of the facilities at the border, which, of course, have come under a lot of scrutiny and a lot of criticism. We have asked for weeks now to get access to those facilities, to see photos, videos, something, to get a look at what the conditions are for these unaccompanied children. The White House has said they're committed to transparency. There's still no timeline on when that can happen.
Now, we have also heard that other politicians are going to the border to see the conditions themselves. Is this not an indication that this might be something valuable for the president?
Yeah, and that was, I think, kind of getting at that question yesterday. Of if we are seeing lawmakers go down there. We've seen previous presidents go down there. You know, why not? And also just coming from a messaging strategy perspective of it is very complicated to get a handle of this situation quickly. You can't just turn it around on a dime. But you can get a handle on the messaging of it, and you can get ahead of things and go down there and project what they say is the they're talking about their policies as being more humane than the Trump administration, that they were faced with a dismantled immigration system that they now have to rebuild. That's the message up here. But then, you know, I guess why not go down there and say that and kind of take ownership of it? The president is ramping up his travel schedule to promote the $1.9 trillion COVID relief law. Went to Philadelphia this week, Atlanta tomorrow, Ohio next week. So it is interesting that that's the focus for travel. It's not like he's not going anywhere, but he won't be heading to the border anytime soon, it seems like.
Now, the message that Biden has been trying to say to migrants themselves is now's not the time to head here.
Yeah.
Is this an effective message?
Well, I think looking at the numbers, maybe not right now. You know, how are people hearing this message? Are they even hearing this message? Which is being said very loudly from administration officials, from the president on down. But, you know, the criticism is that the policies, by saying that we're going to be less restrictive, we're going to change things from the Trump administration, the Republican criticism is that that was a green light for people to make the journey and try and cross the border. The White House says that that single adults are being turned back, that most families are being turned back. But it's these unaccompanied minor children that are the big issue, because this is a change from the previous administration. They're not sending back these kids under 18 without parents. They're keeping them in the U.S. to try and connect them to family here or sponsors. But the big question is, what do you do with them? And that's becoming a big challenge for the administration.
Right, right. How quickly can they even have facilities available if it's such a big surge of children who are arriving?
Right now, they're in 10 facilities at the border. There's an opening at the Dallas Convention Center, which has turned into a temporary shelter to take teenage boys who've made this trip. They're going to have several hundred there. But again, these are not meant to be permanent, but you know, how quickly can you process people and connect them to family here? They say most of them do have family, and that's why they're trying to come here. They have phone numbers in their pockets, but it's a process. And, you know, this is not something that is going to go away overnight. It is not something that we're not going to stop asking about.
We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much, Karen.
Have a great day. Thanks.
That is ABC News correspondent Karen Travers.